Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. I love it when I hear people being described as the salt of the earth. I wonder what you think about when you hear that expression. Let me tell you about three people who spring to my mind. Some years ago, I went to stay with an elderly couple who lived in a small community, and on my first morning with them, they invited me to go for a walk with them. They lived in the middle of the town, and within moments, the wife popped into the butcher's shop to hand in a birthday card for one of the staff. And then every few yards, they stopped to catch up with the news of different people, asking about how job interviews went and hospital visits had gone. They kept apologizing to me for bumping into so many people, but I was being given a stunning picture of the salty influence that they had on their community. I also think of an aunt of mine who had a senior role in social services. She then retired, but her caring continued. She was forever trying to spot the vulnerable and needy in her community. It was very sad when she died, but appropriately and poignantly, she did so whilst taking a neighbour to hospital. She was fine herself, it seemed. Her life was one of constant service. She was truly the salt of the earth. The quantity of salt that we use on a meal is normally very small, but its influence is huge. We may be inclined to look down on the little acts of kindness that we perform, but the influence for God will be immense. The only reason why salt is useful is because it's different from the medium into which it's put. If it was exactly the same, there wouldn't be any point in having it. I believe that Jesus calls us to be different from our communities, not for the sake of being different, but for the sake of blessing them with God's love, forgiveness, and generosity. So let me ask you a question. Who would you describe as being the salt of the earth? And in what way did they inspire you? And now a prayer. Lord God, thank you for calling us to be salt for you. Help us to have a good influence on all the people we meet today. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available, of course, on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.